jealous. You want to sing along? All right. Let me hear. So why you always hiding? Beautiful. Again.
Why? Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was one of my all-time favorite bands that unfortunately is going to be one of those, where did they go and what did they happen to? That was what happened to them. That was Cubanate from their disc Siberia with a track called Hate Song. Before that, you heard some brand new Apoptygma Berserk from their new album APBL 2000, Apoptygma Berserk Live 2000, with Mourn. Unfortunately, that's the second live album they've put out in 2 years, and or I guess 3 years, more or less. And I think it's a little bit excessive myself, because I think that pretty much bands should be allowed to have one live album every 5 or 10 years, and preferably one live album, period. Unless you're like Rod Stewart or something. And we started things off with one of my, well, used to be one of my favorite bands, a band by the name of Spawn Ranch, from their disc, I can't remember the name of the disc, My Brain is Turning to Jello, but that was Heretic's Fork. And that was, I won't say the last good disc that they ever did, because the stuff that they did after after that was good, but it wasn't as club-friendly. And unfortunately, I think the last couple of things that they did, like, I think the very last album was, like, Beat Noir was terrible, I thought. But, whatever. Anyways, got a new disc from Digital Ferret Discs a couple of days ago, and it's basically, it's called Very Introspective, actually, and it's a tribute disc, and you know what? It's actually a really, really well-done tribute disc, and I know a few people are going to disagree with me anyhow, but this is a tribute to the Pet Shop Boys, and I thought that I've always really liked the Pet Shop Boys in a sort of closet sort of way, and yeah, okay, so that was a kind of a bad pun in itself, but there's some really, really good tracks on this disc, including stuff from Icon of Coil and Hungry Lucy. But I'm going to play a couple of tracks here that really stood out. First off for you is Fictional, covering my favorite Pet Shop Boys track of all time. This is Opportunities. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Go a couple of tracks from Very Introspective, actually. That was the Pet Shop Boys tribute, and the track you just heard was Cleaner. I guess that's Daniel Meyer from How Job, with a track called You Know Where You Went Wrong. And I was listening to that a couple of days ago, and I thought, you know what, that song is just straight up disco. Somebody else came and basically corrected me and said, no, that's not disco, that's house music. Well, you know what, then house music is disco, because that's what it is. But I like it. It's a good track. Anyways, we're going to continue on with Front 242 from their album... Shut Up Kitty. Live Evil. Or was it Fuck Up Evil? I can't... Not Live... Christ, my brain is like total garbage today. Never... You know, there's lots and lots of time that I could be doing the show, but most of the time I'm doing it when I'm, you know, hungover or something like that. And it's all my friend Dan's fault. And I know you're listening, Dan, because you keep buying me beer, you get me drunk, and I get hungover. So the show suffers because of you. Anyways, this is Serial Killers, Don't Kill Their Girlfriend. one of my favorite tracks that 242 ever did. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Thank you.
And that was Pop Will Eat Itself from that was actually from the Everything's Cool single, the very last track, RSVP. That was the Supper remix. And that was actually remixed by Fluke. I was driving around with my friend Eric yesterday, and he had this on a CD that he had burned, and I was like, who the hell is this? And I couldn't remember for the life of me. And he was like, oh, it's from your collection, you should know. It's from one of your Pop Will Eat Itself singles. So I actually went this afternoon, I actually went through all of my singles trying to find this this version. And of course it was on like the sixth that I looked through. Oh well. Anyways, we're going to end off the show with a CD that I haven't listened to in a very, very long time. Probably about 3 or 4 years. This song actually kind of, this entire album kind of reminds me of, for some strange reason, reminds me of my girlfriend that I had at the time, Lori. And, you know, still to this day, I wonder whatever the hell happened to her. Oh well. Not doesn't matter. This is Prick with a track called Communique from their only CD, which is a real shame if you ask me. I am DJ Todd. You are listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
Anyone could help you.
Give me that.
swallow me down.